You know, the quickest way to know when somebody is low IQ is if they are still falling for Trump's delusional fairy tales and propaganda. You know, a lot of the current remaining MAGA people, they would always make fun of Democrats for being so stupid to believe Joe Biden. Joe Biden was a genius compared to Trump and Pete Hegseth. And it's not about which tribe you're supporting. It's about whether or not you are part of a cult versus an independent thinker. And right now, so many of the remaining pro-Trump people, a large number of whom are being paid, by the way, the influencers and podcasters and so on, they are clearly low IQ, and they are clearly part of a cult, and they have no ability to think critically. Obviously, they demonstrate that on a regular basis. And a lot of what's happening right now reminds me of the COVID years when people lost their minds and became cultists for masks and pushing the jabs, you know, and we saw a lot of people just lose their minds and go all in for the propaganda. And that's what you see right now with, you know, Jesse Waters on Fox News. Used to be somebody who would report the truth. Now he's just another propagandist. Like, his IQ dropped 50 points, which is probably the majority of his IQ to begin with. So he looks dumber than ever. Influencers like Benny Johnson clearly are just sold out cheerleaders for Trump. Just people that have no principles, in my view, clearly. That's who they are. And I don't trust any of these people that have access to the White House right now, because the only way you have access to the White House is if you agree to lie for the White House. If you dare ask any question that is critical or even just intelligent, then, you know, you're denied access to Trump or the White House or any Trump officials. And then the independent thinkers like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Rep. Thomas Massey, or even today, Nancy Mace, Representative Nancy Mace, was saying, "I won't support ground troops." And I don't agree with her on a number of things, but in this case, she's engaging with critical thinking. But all these independent thinkers are just maliciously and viciously attacked by the White House and by the GOP establishment. But what I'm hearing from more and more people, lots of people, online and offline, is that they will not vote for the GOP in the midterms. Even though they voted for Trump, many of them said they voted for Trump three times. They will stay home. And it's not just that. They're even saying things like they want the GOP to fail. Let them rot. Let them burn. I mean, there's a level of anger that's coming out of the mouths of people. Even I saw a post from Rex Jones, you know, the son of Alex Jones. And he's saying the same thing. He's saying, F Trump, Trump betrayed us. Trump made all these promises and then he went back on everything. And yeah, that's accurate. That's accurate. And so if you're a person of principle, you can't support Trump right now because Trump has contradicted all the things that he promised and that he ran on. So if you're a person of principle, you have to denounce what he's doing right now. And on the other hand, if you're still supporting Trump, then you're not a person of principle. Then you're just a cultist. And that's the silver lining in this, is we're getting to see who are the cultists, who are the people who have no values, who are the people who will sell their souls and sell their integrity in order to go all in supporting what is clearly a genocidal gangster regime of corrupt criminals, including war criminals. And I'm talking about Pete Hegseth and also what Trump is doing and what the White House is doing, etc. These are some very bad people who are violating domestic law and violating international law. And what's astonishing is it makes the corruption of Hunter Biden and the Joe Biden family, which we call the Biden crime family, it makes that look mild. You know, Joe Biden wouldn't come out and just issue a statement minutes before the markets open in order to crash oil prices while his family members raked in money off, you know, oil options. Joe Biden didn't do that. Yeah, he was corrupt. Yeah, Hunter Biden was getting millions of dollars a year from that Ukrainian gas company, whatever their name was, I forgot. But that's nothing compared to what Trump is doing. So Trump makes Biden look smart and honest by comparison. And that's really saying something. That's extraordinary, especially given how much the people who voted for Trump despised Joe Biden and the Democrats and the corruption that they demonstrated over all the years. But Trump has upped the ante on corruption and has made fools out of his own supporters. And the biggest fools are those who are still continuing to support him. They are going to be walking back, you know, one of these days, they're going to be deleting all their tweets and walking back their posts and you know, apologizing maybe, or pretending they never supported Trump, because Trump is going to go down in history as the most corrupt, the most catastrophically, disastrously failed president in the history of our constitutional republic. He has violated the law in two numerous ways to count. And he's continuing to just destroy our country while he's also burning down the world, burning the world's economies through this war on Iran that's destroying energy infrastructure, burning supply chains with his punitive tariffs. He's burning the alliances with other nations by treating them like enemies, like the way he treats India or Taiwan or Japan or whoever, or Canada or the UK. You know, Trump is burning every bridge that was built before him. Every single bridge is being burned. And after Trump is done committing arson to this nation, it will not have the same power or reputation, won't have the same military might, won't have the same strength of currency, won't have the same leverage internationally. Trump is literally destroying America's power on the global stage. And it's so egregious that you have to wonder, is he doing it on purpose or is he just that stupid? And, you know, Michael Yon says, well, he's doing it on purpose, that Trump has always been a Trojan horse to destroy America from within, basically carrying out Obama, you know, the Obama agenda, which Joe Biden was also carrying out, but now through Trump. So Trump-bama is what we have. It's like the Obama-fied version of Trump. But the other theory is that he's just stupid and arrogant. And that's a viable theory, too. But some of these decisions, they're too crazy to be just stupid. I mean, you almost have to be maliciously motivated in order to subject our country to all of these, you know, blocking all these product imports and slapping down all these tariffs. Like, for example, the White House just announced that they're banning the sale of all network routers that are not made in the United States. So all the network equipment that, you know, if you're into technology, you know, Linksys, TP-Link, Netgear, you know, Amazon brand routers, etc. They're all banned now in the U.S. They're illegal to sell or illegal to import and sell. You can still find the existing inventory, perhaps, for a few more days. But after they're sold out, it's done, because the Trump administration just outlawed the importation and sale of all those network routers. Apparently, you're only allowed to buy network routers made in America, and I can't even think of a brand that is made in America. So it's almost as if he's trying to make sure that the internet breaks, that no one has connectivity, in the same way that they're about to shut down all the airports, you know, blaming the TSA payroll situation. So it was just announced they're going to start shutting down airports. So Trump is going to shut down the internet, you know, through router bans. And he's shutting down energy, oil infrastructure to where, you know, and fertilizer. So you're not going to have food. You're not going to have diesel. You're not going to have reliable internet. You're not going to have air travel. You're not going to have fuel for your car. Are you getting the picture? This is what's coming. And the people still cheerleading this are absolute morons. I mean, historic levels of idiocy. How can they not see what they are advocating. How can they not see the level of corruption and criminality that the Trump administration now reflects? It's just amazing. It just shows you, you know, all these people that were complaining about Democrats and through the Biden years, like, how can these idiots still support Joe Biden? Well, look in the mirror. You're the idiot now because you're supporting someone who's worse. And I'm not saying that I would have voted for Kamala. No, but I did not vote for Trump this time either. I would have voted for Senator Rand Paul. If he ran for president, I would have voted for him or someone else in the Ron Paul, you know, philosophy, like a Thomas Massie for president or Marjorie Taylor Greene at this point. I mean, just because she's proven her honesty and integrity. So we don't have honest leaders in place, and we don't have honest supporters anymore who are on the pro-Trump team, because by definition, they have to have no values and no intellect in order to still be on that team. So all the high IQ people are becoming more independent-minded. They don't trust the Democrats, and they sure don't trust the Republicans now. They don't trust the White House or the GOP. And so what does that leave? Well, it leaves the GOP in an election lurch come the midterms, that's for sure. Democrats are going to sweep the House and the Senate, most likely. But yet Trump is still out there saying, we're going to win the midterms, just like we've already beaten Iran. We've already won. Only in your mind, you know, you're playing with your little Legos there on the floor of the Oval Office. Yeah, that's not reality. That's your fake make-believe world of total victory. So, you know, in the real world, the GOP is going to get absolutely destroyed, and Trump supporters are going to eventually, you know, be seen as truly evil people, kind of like the supporters of Adolf Hitler, you know, in history. It's like, what did you do? You supported a genocidal war criminal. You know, that's the way it's going to be seen before very long. Especially as the indictments begin and the arrests begin. Because you know how Trump and the GOP, they will never arrest traitors. They won't arrest anybody who was engaged in, you know, mass censorship of the American people. In fact, Trump just nominated Mark Zuckerberg to run his tech board or something. That's the same guy that 2 years ago he threatened to throw in jail. Now Zuckerberg is his best friend. You know, but the GOP will never arrest traitors, but the Democrats will when they get into power, just like what happened when Joe Biden got sworn in and they gained control of the DOJ. This is in 2021. And the FBI, what do? They went around the country and they mass arrested Trump supporters, like thousands of them. And they prosecuted them in DC courts and they threw them in jail. Some of them are still in jail, tortured in isolation, etc. The Democrats will go after the Trump administration war criminals. And when they do that, even though I don't overall support, you know, the philosophies of Democrats and I don't like their stance on anything, when they prosecute Trump administration war criminals, I will absolutely support that. I will applaud that. And it might be the one thing that Democrats can do to win back a large number of Americans who see what's happening. It actually gives the Democrats more credibility to be the only party in America that's willing to prosecute high-level government criminals. Clearly, the GOP won't, because they are criminals. You know, I'm talking about the high-level White House people. I'm not saying every member of Congress or anything, but at the highest levels, yeah, it's a criminal cabal. The Democrats will prosecute them, probably beginning January of 2027, when they have a majority in the House, which now seems almost certain. So, mark my words. So, let me just be clear on the record here. Number one, I did not vote for Trump this last time. I did vote for him two times before. But this last time, I did not, because I suspected he was going to be controlled by Israel. And I talked about it on this podcast. You can go back and check it. Secondly, I will not vote in the midterms. I'm not voting. I mean, unless something drastically changes, right? If the GOP grows some brain cells and denounces the Zionist infiltration of the White House, right? Then I might vote for them. But on the current trajectory, not a chance. I won't vote for Democrats, and I won't vote for the GOP. I will just stay home and wait to see what happens. I'll stay home and keep, you know, prepping for the end of the country and the civil war that's probably coming, you know, because elections change nothing, it turns out. You just get the same crooks at higher levels of severity. That's what we have now. But I'm not voting in the midterms. And although I'm not going to tell anybody else what to do or not to vote or what have you, but if the GOP loses 30 seats, they deserve it. They deserve it because they've done nothing that they promised to do. They've betrayed America. I'm talking about the Trump administration in particular, but also a lot of elements of the House and Senate. They've betrayed America. They let us down. They didn't keep their campaign promises. I'm not going to support that. They can politically burn at this point because there has to be accountability to the voters or you don't get our votes. You know, you morons, you think you can just make a bunch of promises and then break them all and then say, well, you have to vote for us. Otherwise the Democrats win. Yeah. I'm not playing that game any longer. You're not going to hold me hostage to your fear campaigns about how the Democrats are worse. I mean, the Democrats, again, I don't agree with the Democrats on most of their philosophies, but Joe Biden didn't start a new war, though, did he? Joe Biden didn't crash the energy infrastructure of the world. Joe Biden didn't start what's going to be a famine through the destruction of fertilizer. Joe Biden didn't go in and become best buddies with Netanyahu, a Satan worshiper, and then use it to start wars and kill people in Iran. Although, of course, Joe Biden sat back and did nothing while Israel committed genocide in Gaza. So, you know, Biden's hands aren't clean in this case, but he didn't himself go out and start new wars with other countries. And I'm no fan of Biden, don't get me wrong. For God's sake, he's one of the most pathetic humans to have ever inhabited the White House until Trump came along in this term. And now Trump is making Biden, like I said, look like a genius and look downright moral, which is astonishing. But that's where we are. You know, we're at the end of this empire, as you can readily tell. And towards the end, the powers that be become increasingly desperate. They become radicalized themselves. They become authoritarians. They lose all respect for the American people or for the rule of law or human life or compassion or anything. They're just all out gangsters and violent, you know, war criminals. And that's what Trump and Hegseth and others have all now become. It's just a gang of violent war criminals running around the world, threatening everybody and bombing everybody into submission while also completely ignoring the American people and the dire state of the U.S. economy, while actually making the economy worse in so many ways, from food prices and energy prices and supply chain collapse and so much more. So, you know, I'm not sure if Trump declared war against Iran or declared war against America. Maybe both. He seems to be fighting us and the people of Iran at the same time. You know, he's kinetically bombing Iran and he's economically bombing America. But the result is very similar. It's homelessness and destitution and suffering and, you know, loss of abundance, increased scarcity, hunger, fear, all these things that are evil, bad things. And that's what Trump is creating in the world. Trump is a force of evil. And anyone who supports him is on board with that evil and is advocating for that evil. So if you want to be on the side of truth and love and compassion and humanity and things that are good, you have to oppose what Trump is doing. You have to oppose his authoritarianism, his unrelenting abuse of power, his obvious financial corruption. And it's a long list. You have to oppose all that. And I know you do. If you're listening to this, you share my assessment here, probably much of it anyway. And more people are waking up to this. The actual number of Americans who identify as MAGA keeps shrinking dramatically. And by the time the midterms roll around, so-called MAGA people will probably be less than 10% of the population. And yeah, the MAGA people will absolutely vote for Trump. Everybody else is going to say, no more. We're done with this criminal in the White House. We need to impeach him, remove him. And that's exactly what the Democrats will do starting in 2027. And I'll get out the popcorn and watch that with great interest. Because if anybody deserves to be impeached, it's Donald J. Trump. So stay tuned. I'm Mike Adams. You can catch my articles at naturalnews.com, and you can catch my video podcast at brightvideos.com. And you can tell, by the way, I am not paid by anybody to say anything, because no one would pay me to say what I just said. It's certainly not the White House, not Democrats, not Republicans, not any corporation, etc. I'm in a unique situation. I don't answer to anybody except you and God, and that's it. And that's why I'm willing to tell the truth every single day, no matter who's in the White House, because it will change. But we now have one of the worst, maybe the worst ever in the history of our country. It's like Lyndon Johnson level of corruption here, you know, maybe even worse than Lyndon Johnson. Who wasn't he a Texan also, by the way? I mean, not that Trump is, but Lyndon Johnson was a Texan, I believe. Anyway, all right, take care. Thank you for listening. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.